A party is underway in a beautiful home in the foothills above Ventura. There are Christmas decorations everywhere, but that's not what this party is really about. This home in the Clear Point neighborhood is the first house rebuilt in the city of Ventura following last December's deadly and destructive Thomas brush fire.
It's beyond exciting.
The nearly 3,000 square foot home on Scenic Way belongs to Sandy and Ed Fuller. Sandy was at home the night of the fire, and her husband was at a church event in Camarillo when the blaze headed towards the house.
I was making jam in the kitchen, and I had a wood window because we had taken the original glass to have it redone. And my son came home and said, "Mom, did you see the fire?" And I'm like, "No." And I looked out the window. I texted Ed. I said, "You need to come home now." Because it was way over there, but it was 80-mile-an-hour winds. So we were primed for it to come.
2017 had been a difficult year already for the Fullers. Sandy had lost her mother and Ed his father. One day when she was reflecting on their losses, she suddenly started thinking about what she'd do if they had a fire.
I was sitting in what was our living room, and I got this impression, you need to go through your home as if it were going to burn down. What would you take? And I looked up, and there's one of the paintings my mom had hand-painted, and I knew I could never replace that. So then I walked through the house, and I looked at everything with eyes of what would I take, and it was all just hand-painted things and one-of-a-kind photos, paperwork, that sort of thing. That night, it was super easy to pack. We just grabbed those things that I knew we needed to take.
They drove down the hill as the flames approached.
We watched our house burn down. We were at friends down the hill. We watched it burn down. It was like a torch. These homes were gone in 2 minutes. The wind and the heat went through the back windows and burst out the front windows all the way across the whole cul-de-sac. We looked at each other as it was burning down and knowing where we were at because of losing parents. And we said, we know how to do this. We know how to build a home. And have never looked back.
Ed Fuller says they not only decided to rebuild, they decided to set a target of this Christmas.
Every time we met with different entities, the raised eyebrow would come up, you know. You're going to be finished when? I said, yeah, why not? And we worked at it, though. I mean, it's 12, 14-hour days. You know, usually 7 days a week.
The couple bought the 1970s-era house in 2011 and spent the last few years remodeling, so a lot of contractors were familiar with it. The Fullers say some of them called right after the fire, offering help. Still, it was an ambitious undertaking.
All my contractors were telling me it was going to take 2 years. And I kept thinking, there's no way we can do this in less than 2 years. And so I was out in my garden praying. Contractors came early before they were even due to come. We had about 20 people, 20, 25 workers in our home for weeks getting it ready. And that is unheard of in the field because they want their space. But everybody worked together and made it happen.
They changed the floor plan, reducing the number of rooms but making them much larger. It highlights the incredible views of western Ventura County, the ocean, and some of the Channel Islands from the hillside. Architect James McGarry says what happened is pretty incredible.
By them setting a deadline of Christmas, I think it was the smartest thing they could have done.
It's a Christmas miracle.
It doesn't usually happen like this, that's for sure.
Now the house is full of neighbors and friends celebrating the milestone. The Fullers have some tips for the thousands of people going through the same process as a result of the Thomas, Whittier, Holiday, and Woolsey fires in the region, as well as the Montecito debris flow.
You've got to make a mental change to go from mourning to determination.
Find something every day you can do that you can finish. And for me, that was pulling my gardens together while I'm waiting for a permit. And then reach out to those of us that have gone through it because we've learned a lot and we're more than willing to talk and help.
They have reminders all around them that the recovery process is far from over for many. Their neighborhood was decimated and it ranges from some empty lots to some homes nearing completion. The Fullers say they're overwhelmed that this weekend they'll be able to host all four of their kids and their families in their rebuilt home. In Ventura, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.